Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Hey, happy hump day.
Oh, man, how good is that story of that druggo guy driving that van? Right, with $200 million worth of meth in the bag.
I did not see this.
Oh, my gosh, over in Sydney. So, okay, so there's this guy, drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
Or drug courier, I should say.
Oh, courier,
yeah,
yes.
Because he's like,
don't shoot the messenger, guys.
He was driving a van that had 13 boxes, like moving boxes.
Whoa.
In the back. And he was driving past the police station, or went to go around the corner.
Yeah,
crashed into two police cars, and so obviously, Well, the police officers were like, obviously taking all these details down, realized that he had no license, he was driving without a license, and then they noticed his behavior was quite erratic. So they took a little look in the back. Over $200 million.
200, yeah, like that's...
It was something like 275 kilos. Yeah. Of ice. In fact, I'm like, well done. But like, I was watching the report. You know how the media will interview the police constable. The constable.
The press conference.
And he was just having a field day. He was laughing about it. I was like, damn, we definitely take the cake for dumb crims.
Oh, true.
Honestly,
yeah.
He was like, definitely by far the easiest drug bust we've ever made.
I was going to say, that he would have worked on drug busts in his career that have taken years to tee up. And he's like,
bring down this syndicate, and all of a sudden it just crashes out the front of the Sydney Sydney police station.
I mean, we complain about delivery drivers sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
But that...
I'll tell you what's bloody worrying me at the moment. I mean, if you're moving, like myself, right, you're carting around all these moving boxes because those pack and move boxes. Expect to get pulled over and they're going to be trying to suss you out.
That's why you can never get your hands on moving boxes.
Oh, jeez, I've been bloody worried. I'd be more worried that the police would see how many pairs of shoes I own. Someone who's only got 2 feet.
Clearly, you know, trying to sell these on.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a little bit dirty, a little bit more adult. And so we put them early in the show away from little ears. So that's your warning this morning. Now, I want to talk about the rat plague in Sydney at the moment.
Rat plague?
Apparently, there's a bit of a rat plague over in Sydney at the moment. They're having problems. And they reckon it might be to do with the amount of construction that's happening.
Oh, right. Okay. I've lived in Sydney before. And that was like over about 10 years ago.
Is it a ratty city back then?
Absolutely. It's a ratty city. And there's also rats on the ground, you know?
Well, apparently it's gone next level ratty, and people are having problems. Pest control business is through the roof.
Oh, gives me the heebie-jeebies. Right.
But the government has stepped in to give a little bit of advice and say that you may see two different kinds of rats as well.
Oh.
One is native to New South Wales.
Yeah.
The other is an introduced species called the black rat. Now, the native one is called the bush rat, right?
Right.
So they said, look, there's two different things going on here. If you are getting pest control in, you know, we do want to get rid of the introduced species in particular.
But what about the other ones?
Well, the native species, obviously, you want to kind of put them back into the bush.
Do you?
Well,
they bloody breed like there is no tomorrow. I've watched rat docos.
Right.
Literally, they breed at such a high level. It's insane.
Right. Well, anyway, the big thing for the Sydney government was that they're trying to separate the two.
Yep.
And they have a thing on their website that says you might find the difference between the two. If you can't tell, here's a link to a website that can help you find out more.
Right.
Right. SydneyBushRats.com.
Yeah.
Right, to help you identify the bush rats. Brilliant.
Who's got bloody time to work out what kind of rat it is? A rat's a rat.
Yeah. But unfortunately for the government, that's when they put that link up there, that was back in 2011. Right? Was on their help page.
Yeah.
Since then, that web domain has actually changed ownership.
And?
It doesn't belong to a rat website anymore.
What does it belong to?
It belongs to an adult website. Yeah. And
wait,
so
what?
For years this has gone undetected because no one's used the link because no one cared.
Yeah.
Now everyone's trying to figure out what rats they've caught. And apparently it is registered to an anonymous user in China's Sichuan province.
Right.
And it takes you straight to a Chinese adult website.
Oh, my goodness. What was the website?
SydneyBushrats.com.
Oh, okay.
They have taken it down off the government website.
I'm asking for it because I'm like, I'm going to look it up. Yeah. I
was going to say, you can't find it through the government webpage anymore, but for anyone out there, SydneyBushrats.com.
Oh, stop it. Splinter's run it from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Now at hits.com.au.
Now, a WA family has actually made the trending news this morning. They are over in Jakarta, over in Indonesia.
Yeah.
And frightening images have come out of their four-wheel drive getting sucked into a sinkhole on a main road.
This is so scary.
Such a close call. There's two angles of this video, so it actually shows the one side where you just see the car fall into this big sinkhole and like land on its roof in there. And on the other side, it actually sees Michael Rule, the dad. He's in the driver's seat, so he's like just about to jump out, but apparently just grabbed their young son out of the car before it just rolled in. It was such a lucky escape.
Like, for me, if you jumped out of the car as a parent and then had to run to the back door, that would be the moment that you were so scared that as you got out of the car, that the car would go with the kids.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, scary stuff. Anyway, luckily, no one was hurt in that sinkhole thing.
So
but
lucky.
I've got a copy of the video, so I'm going to chuck it up on our Instagram, HitFM at WA, in the stories. You can see it there. But let's talk some Britney.
It's Britney, bitch.
Now, really good news for Britney this morning. Well, maybe. But, I mean, you only do this for a certain reason. She is wearing a diamond ring on that finger.
Really?
Yeah. Now, she was on a red carpet debut with her partner, Sam Asghari. And like, they've been together for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's been spotted with a diamond ring that finger. Now, look, I reckon, like, what do you think? She's engaged, or do you, because she hasn't actually addressed these rumors. She hasn't said, yeah, it's happened or not. But if you're Britney, you've got paps around you all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to a red carpet event. You're only doing that for attention if you're not.
Oh, if she's not engaged, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Like, why would you do that?
Anyway, so, I mean, it could be good news. Maybe isn't good news. I don't know.
It's not quite
maybe
news
she
yet.
Wants to. Oh, I know what she's doing.
What?
Trying to give him a hint.
Oh.
Right?
She's strong.
Done that's, it. She's put it on. She's like,
hint.
Oh, look at all these rumors, babe. Like, oh, they're saying we're engaged.
I mean, are we close to getting engaged?
Like, should we just make it happen?
Way to come on real strong, Brittany.
Giving me ideas.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm just going to write that one down. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you need to find out what else is trending.
But stick around, because up next we're going to be doing your riddle of the day, something to sharpen you up this morning. It's 6:34. Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
We're doing a riddle for you this morning.
Yes, we are. Now, all men have one, but it's longer on some than others. The Pope never uses his, and a man gives it to his wife once they are married.
Now, I feel like I've nailed this in one just as we were finishing up the previous break.
Yes, as soon as we turned the mics off, you were like, I got it,
but
it was too late.
I got it. Okay, let's, before I start shooting my mouth off, let's go to Joe in Albany. Joe, what do you think it is?
His surname.
Yeah! Yes. Is that what you were thinking, Jesse?
It was, after I thought of something completely different and very inappropriate.
Oh, thanks for the call this morning, Joe.
Good on you, Joe.
Sorry.
All right, we got Brian from Margaret River. What do you reckon it is?
Oh, I know what it is. It's certainly his surname.
Very nicely done, mate. You had me hanging there when you paused for it, and I was like, don't say the
I actually just held my breath. Good
I
on
am
ya.
Married. I know what you give away.
You're not going to say your bank account number.
Credit cards. Thanks, Brian.
Good on you, mate.
All right, let's wrap this up with Colin from Daliel up. Do you know what it is?
Is it your ring finger?
It isn't, mate, right. But I did think that. That did come across my mind as well.
All men have one. It's longer on some than others. The Pope never uses his, and a man gives it to his wife once they're married.
It kind of does.
You know what? It works. Colin,
you know
it works.
Yeah. I'll give you a ding for that one, but
except for Jesse, went all right yesterday.
Does it? Oh yeah, that bloke in Star Wars yesterday.
Why do you have to bring that up again? Seriously, it gave me nightmares last night.
Good on you, Colin.
Love
thanks
you, Colin.
For your call, mate.
Hey, Jesse, how'd your date go?
How my date go? Had to let him down easy, mate, you know.
This
is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Because it is Wednesday, it is time to play Word Association Wednesday.
Yeah, your chance to squeeze a $50 Visa gift card if you can get 10 words out in 20 seconds. You've got to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a dangerous game to play, but it also helps you to kind of switch on midweek, right?
Yes.
Now, this morning, I am not feeling sharp at all.
Good.
So, a little bit foggy this morning, so good. I'm going to read your list first.
Good.
I think.
Okay, well, let me just say, I ain't feeling much better, so, you know, this could go haywire.
Alrighty, so, beginning with bush rats.
Yuck.
Sun Yang.
Cheat.
MasterChef.
Winner.
Loser. What?
I don't know, what's his name, the Britain guy, the British guy.
Fiancé.
Partner.
Swimming.
Oh, that was, you know, okay, this is what happened. I kicked my shin under the chair and I nearly dropped the F word.
Oh.
Just give me a second.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What did you kick it on underneath the table here?
Yeah. Oh, the ding, yeah. Oh, it really hurts.
I thought I was being clever when you said MasterChef winner and then I had loser as the next word. I was like, stumped.
No, but then all I kept on thinking was Sun Yang saying, telling that guy he was a loser.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's his name? What's his name? And I kicked my leg up and I kicked my shin.
Oh.
Hit my shin on the thing. Oh, I don't know if I can read my list out. I'm sorry. I've got it.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You can't repeat words.
Okay.
Tacos.
Eat.
Pork.
Yum.
Fish.
Yeah. Tasty.
Chicken.
Fried.
Eat.
Smell.
Chomp.
Chew.
Chew.
Chomp.
Munch.
Mouth.
Bite.
Nose.
Nose? Devour.
Consume. Oh, no fair. How far off
got,
was
no,
I?
That was it.
Oh, was it it? Yeah, I'm giving myself.
But I highly doubt that. Whatever you said.
I said nose.
For bite.
For bite. I was just like, you bite with your mouth, and then what's near your mouth? Oh, your nose is there. That's how my brain works. What's the closest thing?
Hold on, I was going to go and limp this off.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Just before we get into You Versus Us, clickbait story this morning wrote me right in.
We've missed this for a little while because this is a public service that helps you avoid wasting time on those articles that rope you in.
100%. Now, the headline read this morning, Will and Kate's head of PR quits.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, what the hell is going on? Because we know that there's like been a little bit of things in the media about Harry and Meghan, you know.
True, and about them.
A little bit of a riff there. Anyway, click into the story because I just had to know why he quit.
Yeah.
Why did you? Because, you know, when you quit your job, that's something different. And then you get in and the headline goes, Will and Kate's head of PR will quit because he's now taking over as CEO of the Royal Foundation, which was started by William and Harry.
Oh, so he's got a promotion.
That's not a quit. That's a promotion. Literally.
That is ridiculous. So if you do see that article today, just scroll
Don't
on
even
by.
Bother. Yeah, no.
Waste your time with that. Also, are we naming and shaming who is wasting everyone's time
with
that today?
Yes, we are. Daily Mail. Damn.
Oh, Daily Mail.
Yeah. Got them. They got them. They got me.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Okay, we got Lisa from Bunners on the phone. Who would you like to go up against, babe?
I think I want you, Jules.
Oh, damn it. I was lying when I said I was feeling fresh.
Quizmaster Jesse, off we go. All right, Lisa.
Okay, girlfriend. Well, look, good luck. And all you need to do is buzz in with your name. If you get it wrong, I get a chance and vice versa, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Name the television soap opera character commonly known for his use of Australian slang with sayings such as struth.
Jules!
Ooh.
I only know him as Alf Stewart. I don't know his real name.
Lisa.
I'm going to give it to you because the question doesn't actually ask for the show that he's from. The answer just has it in there. But Alf Stewart is correct.
Oh, is it the answer?
Alf Stewart from Home and Away.
Home and Away, yeah. What other Alf Stewart is there?
True. So true. All right.
All right, Gobbo. Sorry, that's one for me.
Number two here. According to Wikipedia, oh, this is multiple choice, by the way.
Gosh, okay.
Multiple choice. Lisa's like, oh, my God. According to Wikipedia, in 2018, what was Kalgoorlie Boulder's estimated population? Is it A, 40,180, B, 29,850, or C, 34,000? Oh, Lisa.
I'm taking a punt. I'm going to go B.
You'd be correct.
Oh, damn.
29,850. Get on your lace on the
well
board.
Well done, babe. Sorry, I thought it was bigger than that. I was like going to say 30. I was going to go the last one.
No. Okay, one all. Question number three. In Ariana Grande's hit, Thank You Next. Oh, this is multiple choice as well, by the way. Thank You Next.
Oh.
Who was an angel?
Jules. Jules. Ooh. Mac Miller.
Without even.
Mac Miller.
Yeah.
No one. Oh, my God.
Without even
he
the
was
question.
An angel. Oh, yep, yep.
Question number four. Okay, to stay in the game here, Lise.
Okay.
In a traditional game of volleyball, how many times is a team allowed to hit the ball before it must go over the net to the opposing team?
I played volleyball too, like only a couple
was that
of
a
weeks
buzz?
Ago.
Was that a buzz, Lise?
Yeah, Lisa.
Okay. Yeah, go on, Lise.
Three?
You would be correct.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Jules literally played volleyball like 2 weeks ago.
I learned the game 2 weeks ago, and I've already forgotten. All right, girlfriend.
All righty, two all. This is the tiebreaker.
I'm nervous.
Lise, you're going to have to be quick here because this has been on the show this morning. And although Jules...
Oh, no, I was at the gym. I would have missed it.
Okay. It has been confirmed that Matt Preston, Gary Megan, and George Columbaris.
Oh.
Lise, you didn't get the whole question.
Judges of MasterChef anymore?
What is it? What was it? What's the rest of the question?
Will not return as the judges on what TV show? It is MasterChef Australia. Very nicely done, Lise.
Girl, you are fresh this morning. Congratulations. Yeah. You're going to go and stay 3 nights at the Evedon Lakeside Retreat, which is one of the best places that we've ever stayed in. What was it, last week?
Yeah, it's phenomenally beautiful, Lace.
Open fires, open fire pits. You got kayaking,
you've made
fishing.
My day.
Oh, you've made mine.
Thanks so much for playing, Lise. Have a fantastic Wednesday.
Thank you. You too.
This is The Catch Up. With Jesse and Jules.
And this morning we are asking, what is the biggest lie that you tell yourself? I was moving out of my house, handing back the keys today. Now, I've been moving out for like over 2 months, right? Now, I have the opportunity to clean my fridge, which has to stay in the house for the past month.
Yeah.
When do you reckon I cleaned my fridge? Last night. Because for a whole month, I was like, yeah, I'll clean that fridge tomorrow.
I'll get that one tomorrow. And I totally understand. I've been going to the gym tomorrow for the last 3 months.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one too.
Yeah. Now, we did ask you calls on 13, 12, 16 as well.
Yeah, and we got Brody from Bunners. What's the biggest lie you tell yourself?
That I'm going to go to sleep early and wake up and walk my dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Never.
How long has it been? It's never happened.
I've had my dog for 3 years now and it's never happened.
I literally did this last night. I was ready for bed half an hour before bed,
yep.
And I went, "Oh, I'll just have a quick look at Instagram or something before I go to sleep." But I'll get to bed early. Absolutely, yeah,
it's hilarious.
Exactly. Good on you, Brodes. All right, let's go to Jessica from Bunbury. Jessica, what lie do you tell yourself?
So it's actually to do with my partner.
Yeah,
we've been together for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Every single day, he'll wake up and say, I'm going to quit smoking today.
Oh, no. How long has he been? Has he been smoking the whole time he's been with you?
Yeah, and from like when he was 15.
Oh, really?
You're like, well, you need to kick one habit, either the habit of smoking or the habit of telling me that you're going to quit because you're fully committed to
very
both
true.
Of them. Cheers, Jess.
He even tells himself like what he could do with the money.
Oh, he's bargaining with himself.
Yes, but it's
happened. Oh, well, best of luck with it, Jess.
Thank Thank you, guys.
Bye, babe. Now, we did chuck this up on our Facebook, and, oh, my gosh, the results are hilarious. The comments. Tracy said, she says, I won't eat as much chocolate. That is so me. I open a big block and go, I'm just going to have one line. And then, next minute. But this would have to be my favorite one. Michelle said, she always says to herself, I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. How many times have you done that?
Oh.
Literally. Anyway, if you have your biggest lie that you tell yourself, head to our Facebook page, hit WA, and have it your say.
Yeah, chuck it up there. But that is it for us today, Julesy. We'll be back again tomorrow for your Thursday.
Yes, we've got Dr. Justin from Nudge Psychology coming in. He's actually going to be covering the topic of yelling at your kids. I know school's back this week, or, you know, probably already back already. But
fresh off school holidays.
It must be stressful times, parents.
If you want to put your questions for Dr. Justin in, you can do it at hit.com.au. We'll have that for you tomorrow. But that's it for us today. We'll catch you tomorrow from 6.
Bye,
bye guys.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.